We're going to do a lot of baby talk today, actually, because we do the big story of the day. And the big story of the day is all about a baby. As you know, Cardi B is a big part of this show lately.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, girl. We even created a sad version called Jardy B. Cardi B had her baby. Culture. With a K.
With a K.
Ugh.
You don't like it.
I don't like the name. I don't like anything about it. Because although I respect Cardi B, I don't hate her music. Not a giant fan. I respect the fact that she is sort of a dumb genius.
She really is.
She's dumb, but she's marketing herself just phenomenally. Like, she's super rich. She's got multiple hits, and then she goes and, I guess, is she married to the guy already?
Yeah, she got married secretly last year, I think.
And he's kind of gross to me. Like, I think she could have done
better, huh?
Way better.
Yeah.
She ain't ugly. She was an Instagram model before she was a rapper.
Yep.
Like, she's hot. She's hot.
I think she's hot.
Yeah.
Have you seen her without makeup? It's a whole different story.
Have you seen any women without makeup?
I was about to say that. How many girls do you know without makeup look good besides my girlfriend at home right now?
Every woman is a six.
Are you putting my hand down?
Actually, you know what, Anna? Makeup doesn't really do much for you. You're pretty no matter what.
Oh, okay. And that could go in either direction. Yeah.
But you don't wear a lot of makeup, though.
Yeah.
No, I really don't.
Yeah. Actually, when you, like the prom, you were made up pretty nice.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You were way more bangable.
Did you have lipstick on?
I did have lipstick on. To match the dress.
You look good.
I can't remember what color was your dress.
Freaking red, dude.
You had red lipstick on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks for noticing.
She was hot, dude.
A-wipe.
She looked like she was the belle of the ball.
Oh, I do remember now. You can picture it now.
Yeah.
She was nice. A lot of us looked good. I thought I looked pretty bangable that night, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Suave. Everybody did.
I'd have hit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt good that night. It was a fun night.
Back to culture.
Thank you. How did they come up with this name? By the way, what's her husband's name?
It's Offset of Migos. I don't know his real name.
Offset is his name. I guess that's a kind of a cool name for a rapper, but I'm not a fan of the Migos music.
What's the song they sang?
I don't know.
Raindrop. Drop Top. That's a pretty good one. I like that one. That's a jam.
I'm not a fan of that style.
It's a jam.
That's like trap music, right?
No, that's not trap music.
What
do they call it? Like lazy, lethargic? I forgot the
mumble rap.
Mumble rap.
Yeah,
I'm not
a fan of mumble rap.
No, it's trash.
A rap boy band. They're Backstreet Boys with their rap music.
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I don't hate them.
I don't know
of another Migos song except that song.
If I heard it, I wouldn't be like, turn it off, it's burning my ears. But I wouldn't be like, man, I gotta go out and get that new album.
I don't know any Cardi B music either, though.
I don't know the name of her songs.
Bodak Yellow, that's a jam too.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know any other.
She's got a lot of that one song with the little Puerto Rican. No, God, he's not Puerto Rican. Oh my God, Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
he looks Puerto Rican.
Oh my God, he's not.
He's like Filipino and Jewish.
You are racist.
Sorry, well, close enough. Anyway, he has a song with the little brown boy. Yeah,
that's a safe
finesse.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah,
it don't make no sense.
Okay,
burning in finesse.
Okie dokie.
You know.
I just think that the celebrities, they don't need to go crazy with these names. Like,
they're bringing nouns back hard, but they're changing the spelling, so it's confusing everyone.
It reminds me of like a ghetto strip club name. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of gross.
Oh no, it is. It's not kind of like it is. It is.
I mean, culture why would you
with the K.
I mean,
you're not fooling anybody. It's like the true and the north. What did the Kardashians do? A weird Stormy. What? With an I? Okay. No,
stop.
Not okay.
Just stop, man.
I don't get it, man.
I mean, it all started back in the day. What was it? Frank Zappa was naming his kids like Moon.
Moonshine. Moon Unit. That's
Moon
what it
Unit.
Was.
Yeah. Just quit, hippie. Just stop.
Who named their kid Weasel? Like four weasels. Is that George Foreman? No, that was all George.
All Georges,
yeah,
which is also dumb.
Yeah.
George 1, George 2, George 3. Shouldn't have had a sixth one named just Narcissism. Like, hey, little Narcissism, get over here and make me a grill.
That's a middle name.
You're right. That should be a middle name. And guess what? Your girl's not that good, dude. It's just a panini press. You know what I mean? Calm down.
Did you know that Hulk Hogan was supposed to have that endorsement?
Yeah. He thought it was
he
like.
He turned it down.
He's like, nah, man.
What a
I ain't going nowhere.
Man, that sucks.
Listen here, brother. I'm going to put my name on a grill.
Do you think it would have had the success?
No.
If Hulk Hogan, I think it would have been looked at as clown shoes.
Yes.
If he did.
George, exactly.
George Foreman was a perfect.
He sold it. Remember the infomercials?
Yeah.
I loved them.
Look at the way the juices just flow right out the bottom of it. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, you put the, I put a hamburger patty on it and the, look at the juices. Them juices, normally you would eat that juice. I was like, it's fat, George. It's fat. You it's eat good. That juice. I don't want to eat that.
It.
Give me that fat juice in my mouth. I want to make a smoothie out of it. Like, you drip it down in the drip pan. What he don't mention is every time you buy one, you lose the drip pan somewhere in the first week, and now you're putting goddamn paper towels underneath the George Foreman grill so it doesn't drip all over your counter with the juices.
Oh, you know what you got to do? Put it next to the sink.
Yeah.
And it just runs in the sink.
Yeah, that's a pro fat move right there. What are some bad names that you've seen personally? Because I've told a story that happened here in St. Pete.
Yeah, this is my favorite story that you tell.
About a year ago. True story. Buddy of mine, Ray, who I work with my day job, good friend of mine. He has a couple sons. When their second son was born here right down the road, I believe it was, I don't know, All Children's, one of these St. Pete hospitals. He was walking down the hallway, you know, just several hours after his son was born, and he saw some nurses all huddled around some paperwork, laughing their asses off in the hallway. And he called me immediately because he knew this is a story for Johnny B. He has to have it. And he said, he walked by and he goes, what's going on, guys? And they said, we got to tell somebody. So you're not going to believe this. And he's like, all right, what's going on? And he said, a lady just had a baby, a little girl down the hallway. And look, I want to check and see if this kid is even listed in town.
I'll check on Facebook.
Thank you. And they said, the lady, we're getting ready to fill out the paperwork for the birth certificate. And the lady wanted to name her Honesty.
Oh, that's right. Not bad.
My buddy goes, that's kind of cute. That's kind of nice. Okay, what's wrong with that? And he goes, no. It's how she wants to spell it. Because this, and they said, and the lady goes, the nurse goes, this is what she said to us. And I quote, I want to spell her name Honesty. I want it to be H-O, high comma, N-A-S-T-Y. Now, guys, take a second or two. I know you might be driving in your cars. You might be working right now. Mm-hmm. Take it a second or two to really jot that down in your imaginary notepad. H-O, high comma, which is an apostrophe, which, by the way, everybody on this show now calls apostrophes.
Yep.
High commas.
I forgot that word even existed.
It's high comma.
Yeah,
all day
now it's
me.
High comma.
I said, my girlfriend calls it that. I call it that. It's high comma. H-O, high comma, N-A-S-T-Y. Mm.
What does that spell? Not honesty.
Ho-nasty. With a high comma.
I know.
So he was like, are you serious? And they said, yeah, that's what they said to the lady. They go, ma'am, before we do this, ma'am, I'm going to write this down because I don't know if you've done this. And I'm going to show you what your daughter's name is. And the lady wrote it down, held it up like a damn ghetto cue card. Look at. And the lady goes,
mm-hmm.
And the lady goes, the nurse says, so your daughter's name is Ho Nasty. And then the lady got mad. They said the lady was like, oh, you ain't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
It's pronounced Honesty. Like, but your daughter's name is Ho Nasty.
It's
like,
Ho Nasty.
Maybe she knew what she was doing, though.
No. I mean, your daughter, at the very least, is getting her ass kicked her entire childhood. And then becoming a stripper.
I don't know. I'm not messing with anybody named Ho Nasty.
I'm not.
No way.
But what if little culture with a K wants to fight her? You know, they have the playground, you know, badass name fight. I don't know.
That'd be a great name for a band. Ho Nasty Culture.
Ooh, okay.
They're playing at the Mercury Lounge.
They're opening for the Migos.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Worst name you've ever heard. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025.
I got one.
What?
Amazing.
Really?
That's pretty bad.
And it's spelt amazing?
Yeah. This little girl's name was amazing, and she was anything but amazing, but her name was amazing.
You're setting her up for failure.
Yeah.
She has to be amazing.
She wasn't. So
right.
Very average at best.
Why not name the kid average? Middle name at best.
Yeah.
That would be a lot better because then they could exceed that. And they'd be like, and then let's say you have another kid and they have bunk beds and the other kid sleeps on the top. Now you're above average.
These things write themselves.
I had a kid that I went to school with. His name was Jimmy, last name Bowsucker. I'm not even kidding.
Up.
I swear to God on my life. Right. Bowsucker. Bo sucker.
I don't want to one-up you here.
Bo sucker.
I don't want to one-up you. I'm just going to say I'm going to add to this conversation.
All right, go ahead.
Because I didn't know the kid, but my older brother had a kid in one of his classes in elementary. And I didn't believe my brother until a couple of his buddies that were in the same grade confirmed. Mm. But there was a kid named Adolf.
Yeah, that was my great-grandpa's name.
His last name was Cox. I'm not kidding.
That gets worse. Yeah, that's worse than my situation.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
This kid fought every day throughout his life, and I'm not even kidding. In high school, my brother said he was an amateur boxer. Of course he was.
Adolf? Who names their kid Adolf?
I think it was
my great-grandfather was named Adolf, and right after World War II, Al for the rest of his life. He went by Al for the rest of his life.
You got to.
You have to.
By the way, guys, you're allowed to go to the courthouse and change your name when you turn 18. Your parents can't even control it anymore. You're allowed to go do it. I suggest you take advantage of it if your name is Adolf. Let's go to the phones. Joe, what's up, man? You got a bad name?
I got a couple. I'm a process server. I'm the guy who knocks on your door and serves you something. So I see names all day long. I've got to pronounce them. First one was an Asian girl. I'm going to spell it for you because if you say it, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Her first name was P-H-U-C.
Okay.
Okay.
And her last name was H-O.
That's pretty good.
Not kidding. I am not kidding at all. The other was actually a judge that I had to deal with in Orange County. And the worst thing about this one is he's a junior, so his dad put him through this.
Oh, Jesus.
His name was Richard, last name Stroker, Jr.
Oh, my God.
What a jerk.
Oh, my God.
His dad doubled down.
Yes, he did.
Maybe his dad's like, you know what? This made me a better person.
Yeah,
ass kicked my entire life, made me a great man, and I want my son to go through the same kind of training I went through.
Wow.
Seriously, man.
That's
horrible.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's amazing.
Later, that's awesome.
Marianne, what's up?
Hi. How are you? First time caller.
Hey.
Hey, Marianne.
How are you doing? Are you a big fat beehole?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
like
much
it.
Every day on my way home from work.
Love you. Where are you calling from?
Bradenton, Sarasota.
Yeah, represent Manatee County, SRQ, baby. give me your bad name.
The way it's pronounced is Shafid.
Uh-huh, yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, I know how it's spelled. Shafid is a bad one, yeah. Why would you
do
that?
And then there's also, I got one more, actually. The other one is Ladasha.
What?
But it's L-A, like, literally a dash and then A.
I've heard of that too. Oh my God. That's Bradenton right there. Thanks for the call, Marianne. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
My ex-uncle, real name, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Goffin, last name G-O-F-F-I-N. I'm not kidding. They're divorced now. My aunt divorced him, but it was Jack Goffin. Are you kidding me?
I'll be like, in what? What?
You got to think, like, do these parents just have good senses of humor? And, like, maybe nobody else will get it, and it'll just be an inside joke for me.
I know.
My last name's Bell.
Yeah.
As a lot of people know. Mm-hmm. And I could have been a jerk and named my son, you know, Taco or Tanker or Dora. You know what I mean?
Why did you do that?
Because I'm not a jerk off.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Right. I could have done all that. Like, one of my favorite all-time Buccaneers was Ricky Bell. And I actually thought about that. You know what I mean? Like, little Ricky Bell.
Or Blue Bell.
Yeah. So many ways to go there. Like, if I had a little girl, I really thought Dora might have been the way to go, but people are like, oh, Dora Bell. Oh, you jerk. Yeah. What a jerk face. Ding dong, Dora Bell. But I didn't do it because I'm not a dummy. I'm not a dumb face. Nathan, what's happening?
Two things. One is I was never more proud of you than I was last night at 12:05, Johnny.
You're welcome.
When I heard the announcement of your achievement.
You got to score a touchdown once in a while, Nathan. And last night, I slam dunked it through the goalpost.
And then the name that I came up with was when I worked up in Pasco a few years ago, I came across a home inspector there named Richard Pickle.
Oh, boy.
That's adorable.
Oh, Dick Pickle. Get over here, Dick Pickle. Cutie you crazy pie. Nut job. All right, man. Thanks for listening, Nathan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Later. When I played hockey for 7 years, and I played with this guy that to this day I still think he's trolling me because his name, Michael Hunt.
Yeah, there's been a few of those.
Yeah, I just, when I met the guy, I swear I thought he was trolling me. And to this day, he had a brother named John, normal, but Michael Hunt, and I could not bring myself to call him Mike. I just couldn't do it.
Why? That's all I would call him.
Yeah. Did he go by Michael?
I mean, I would, you know.
What it is, probably, what everybody else I'd, call him?
Mike.
C-word face.
But just me personally, I did call him Mike a few times.
Was he a good hockey player?
Very good hockey player.
Well, then why didn't the chant start from the crowd? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike Hunt! Mike Hunt!
Faster!
Mike
Faster!
Hunt! Mike Hunt! Mike Hunt!
Shoots, he scores.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that, you know, in hindsight.
Hat trick.
That would have been awesome.
Dude, I worked with this chick in Detroit. Her name, Tanqueray.
Oh, come on.
What?
Tanqueray? Excuse me. Like the
Tank, yes. The bottom of the barrel of gin. Not even like a Bombay, Sapphire.
Yeah.
No, not even Hennessy.
Wow.
Tanqueray. I looked at my manager. She's like, yeah, we hired this new person, Tanqueray. And I was like, really? She's like, just be nice. Be nice, Anna.
I get that all the time, too. People know when a ball buster's in a room, you have to, like, you got to, like, set them up. Like, all right, Johnny, I remember I worked at Denny's for a while when I was in college, and I was a trainer. I trained, like, cooks coming in, line cooks, and then I also trained, like, the dishwashers because I was, like, the best overnight guy, and I would purposely do horrible stuff.
Right.
Like, I was training a dishwasher, a busboy. Mm-hmm. True story. And he barely knew any English. Hispanic kid, right? He had to be 17, 18. And I go, all right, here's what you do, man. Every time you clear a bus pan from the front line, because, you know, they would dump all the dishes in the bus pan, and they would leave it under the shelf up the front line, and then he would take it to the back, to the dish room. I said, every time you clear off a bus pan, you need to walk up to a manager. I said, it's Mary's the manager on shift. Walk up to her and just say, quota. And he goes, no way. And I go, because she actually keeps track of how many bus pans that you clear, because it's all about quality control and everything else. And if you're not working hard enough, they'll replace you. So make sure you're hoofing it and you say quota every time you get a bus pan. Okay. So that was not a procedure. So all night long, I'm kind of watching out of the corner of my eye, him running up to her, quota, and then running away. And she's like, what in the F is this kid doing? Well, then I wait until almost the end of the shift. I run into her office. She's doing paperwork. And I go, Mary, we got a problem. She goes, what? And I go, the sheriffs are here. They said somebody that works here is showing his genitalia to people, yelling quota. And I don't even know what the hell that means. She goes, oh, my God, Hector. She goes, running out to find this kid. That was so great.
And Hector's deported now because of you.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'm sure he's got a great job in Honduras. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Johnny B? Do me a favor. Yeah. I grew up in New Hampshire, and this one takes the cake. Merrimack, New Hampshire, State Farm Insurance Agent, Dick Tingleoff. Look it up. It's hilarious.
What's the last name?
Tingleoff. T-I-N-G-L-O-F. Tingleoff.
Oh, Lord.
That's amazing. Tingleoff. That is, I'm going to get that jersey. Thanks, pal.
Hey, later. Take it easy.
How's that never been a football player? Let's see here. Mikey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, bro. What you got?
While working as a delivery driver, I made a delivery to a man from another country, and his name was spelled I-N-G-O, and then his last name was K-A-C-C-K, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
When I stepped up there to make that delivery, I just said, hello, sir, I have a delivery for you, and
said his
I
name.
Just handed it to him.
Oh, boy.
Ingo Cack. I could not believe it. I still have a picture of it, actually.
I took a picture of it. Oh, I wish my last name was Cack. Wouldn't that be great?
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
I'd have my own morning show in some market if my name was Johnny Cack. Johnny Cack in the mornings.
All right. He was an elderly gentleman, but very nice, and I sent the picture to a few friends, and they couldn't believe it neither. They said it's unbelievable.
There's nothing wrong with being an old Cack. Yeah. All right, man.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Mike. Later, pal. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Gun Control Glenn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Johnny. Hey, Anna. How are you guys this evening?
Oh, you said your name right. Great.
Hi, Glenn.
And Ryan.
Good. Hey. Hey, originally I came from the UK. There's an expression over there that's commonly used for people that like to, I'll put it this way, self-pleasure themselves a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that.
So friends of mine growing up, we would call each other on the phone and we would say, hey, is Wayne Kerr there?
I like it. Yeah. That's good, man.
Wayne.
Pretty good, huh?
It's good. I like it.
Can
good job.
Can we say that fast?
Wanker?
Okay. I guess we can.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Just did it. Come get me. Come take me off. I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Only if there's a British guy working the FCC tonight. Oh, all right. You hear that? You hear what Johnny B said? He said wanker. Liz, what's happening?
Hi, Johnny B. How are you?
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hello. I am well. I was thinking if you had named your daughter Dora, she would have been adorable.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you think of that?
Because I'm a damn idiot, and Liz is smart. Good job, Liz. And you want to have a baby?
Why, thank you. I just had one, so I'm a little busy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm like 80.
Yeah.
No offense.
Wow.
And this
she couldn't hear me because she's that old. I'm sorry.
Cigarettes and whiskey, Anna.
Hell yeah. My kind of gal.
This is an oldie but a goodie, but have you ever read Under the Bleachers by Seymour Butts?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Later.
Later. She's funny.